Welcome back to the Community Online Podcast. Remember, you can always find us on Sundays streaming live at communityonline.tv. We hope to see you there.
Today, we're concluding our series Next Level by talking about the intentional practice of accountability. I'll just say it up front. I know this topic isn't a favorite among most people. When we think of accountability, we often think of people calling us out, pointing out stuff we're doing wrong or simply stuff they don't like. Of course, then, we think Christian accountability is simply doing these things in love. You know, speaking the truth in love. Kind of like this.
Wait, do you want me looking at the camera or at you?
You can just stay right here with
here.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be in the shot at all.
Oh, that's good. You have an oddly shaped face.
I'm sorry.
Oh, your face. It's not good for camera. Also, you have dead eyes. Oh, I say this in love, of course. I've always been a real truth teller. That hasn't been my issue. I really don't like your necklace.
Huh?
I just don't like your necklace. In love. But over the last year or so, I've noticed people don't always receive the truth well.
That's a terrible parking job. In love.
My friends, my neighbors, even my dog started to be kind of repelled by me. I mean, not in a bad way, but still pretty bad.
So we've been dating almost a year now. We met at church. We get along great, and we have so much in common. But, she really tells it like it is. But she's kind and smart, and she loves reading her Bible. She's been reading it lately, almost aggressively.
I was reading in Corinthians. I can't remember which one. There's like two or three. But this guy named Paul says you should always speak the truth in love. And I had an epitome. I've been speaking the truth, like a lot, but never in love. These peppers are disgusting. In love. I mean, it was a game changer. Now my whole life is completely different just by adding those two little words. In love. This popcorn's stale and you're terrible at your job. In love.
You know, I think we might actually get married someday. I think we're...
In love! I'm breaking up with him. I mean, I love him. I'm just not in love with him. In love.
Now, we are to speak the truth in love, but just in case you're a bit nervous, let me assure you that what you just saw is not the kind of accountability we're talking about today. In fact, my hope is that by the end of this talk, you will view accountability as something not only necessary, but something you desire in your life. During this series, we've been talking about friendships. We've been calling these next-level friendships because they help us go below the surface to places of meaningful connection. Next-level friendships help us grow. In Ephesians 4:16, the Apostle Paul describes the type of connection God intends for us to have with each other. He writes, "From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." Notice Paul says that this type of connection happens as each part does its work. Next level friendships require intentionality. Each person has to do the work for these kinds of relational connections to grow. So we've been challenging one another to intentional practices that can grow these friendships. In week one, we learned that next level friendships start with availability. We have to make space in our lives for these friendships if we truly want them to grow. In week two, we learned that next level friendships deepen with authenticity. We make the courageous choice to show up and be our true selves. But we can't stop there. Today, we're going to discover that next level friendships mature with a difficult but rewarding intentional practice, the practice of accountability. Now, accountability is not about attacking every little thing that you don't like about someone. It's not saying, "Oh, I hate when Tammy wears that shirt, so I'm going to hold her accountable to never wear it again." No, it's about closely walking through life with someone that you love while helping each other live your best life. You see, this is vital for us to understand today. We can't become who God made us to be on our own. We were not meant to go through life alone. God didn't design us that way. He designed us with an interdependence on each other. Now, throughout this series, we've looked at next-level friendships in Scripture to see these intentional practices lived out. And today, I want to look at how two friends, Peter and Paul, lived out the practice of accountability. These guys were two key leaders in the early church, partners in the Jesus mission. They were a big deal. They left a mark, not just on their culture, but also on Christ followers for thousands of years to come. Peter was primarily sent to the Jewish people to tell them about Jesus. And Paul was primarily sent to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, to do the same. We can read about one of their interactions as recorded by Paul in the book of Galatians. He notices something off, something that's not right in Peter's life. So this is what happens. Paul writes, "When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, 'You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?'" Here's the problem. Peter starts discriminating against and excluding the Gentiles or the non-Jewish people from meals. Even though God had already told Peter not to exclude people because of their ethnicity, that's what we see him doing here. We see him starting to make choices that are contrary to the ways of Jesus. Well, Paul sees this happening and knows it is wrong. So he confronts his friend, and in doing so, he holds Peter accountable for his actions. Paul sees a friend and partner in the mission wandering from the truth, so he speaks to Peter and he holds him accountable for what he's doing. And this is one way that accountability can play out among trusted friends. Without accountability, we leave ourselves vulnerable to bad decisions, to blind spots, and sin. You can think about this kind of accountability like you would think about maintaining a car. If you stay consistent with oil changes and other routine maintenance, you are far more likely to avoid a much larger problem down the road. Now, that's not to say that big problems won't come, but you've lessened the risks. Accountability can help us catch problems before they become a big deal. It can help us recognize those areas of our lives where we may not even realize something is off or that we're headed down a dangerous path. Now, we don't have information on how Peter reacted when Paul held him accountable. But scholars tend to agree that the confrontation led Peter to repentance and getting back on track. It didn't lead to a breach in Peter and Paul's friendship. And we can assume that primarily because there wasn't any kind of split in the Christian community as a result of this confrontation. But as I was thinking about this, it made me wonder, what if Peter's actions had gone unaddressed? Would the church have split into Jewish and Gentile factions? After all, this is a very serious offense against people and against God. What if Paul wouldn't have held Peter accountable? What might have happened? I think for Peter, Paul holding him accountable, though probably difficult, was the just right word at the just right time to bring him back to clear and right thinking. Next level friends, like Peter and Paul, hold one another accountable. But before we go any further, let's make sure we understand the truth about accountability. One of the reasons many of us resist the practice is that we have misconceptions about what it really involves, or perhaps we've witnessed or experienced accountability being misused. So let's make sure we understand what it is and what it isn't. Accountability is about inviting, not imposing. Now, when we were teenagers who tested the limits of our parents' authority, you know who you are, we may have had accountability imposed on us. That's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about inviting a friend to hold us accountable for our own good. In Ephesians 5, Paul writes, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." You see, our desire to honor Christ with who we are and how we live is the motivation for inviting accountability into our lives. Remember, we can never fully become who God made us to be on our own. We leave ourselves vulnerable to bad decisions, blind spots, and sin without the perspective of other people. Giving a friend permission to speak into our lives is critical to our spiritual growth. And this accountability works best when it's mutual, when both friends invite one another to point out any suspect attitudes, behaviors, or decisions. We invite accountability into our lives. We don't impose it on one another. Accountability is also about hard words, not harsh words. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted." Yes, accountability often involves speaking and receiving hard words, words that sometimes hurt. But these hard words are spoken by someone who loves you and wants the best for you. Harsh words are spoken by someone, well, being a jerk. The motivation behind harsh words is often to shame someone and put them in their place. There is a big difference between accountability and shaming, so let's not get them confused. Think about it this way. If you have some sort of infection in your body that needs to be cleaned, it's gonna hurt. But you want it cleaned with a scalpel, not a hatchet, right? You want someone to be delicate and sensitive as they help you rid the bad thing from your life. You don't want someone to come in with an axe to grind. And that's the difference between hard words and harsh words. Accountability, it's about inviting, not imposing. It's about hard words, not harsh words. And accountability is about growth, not discipline. In another proverb, Solomon writes, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Accountability is not about discipline. It's about sharpening one another, about helping one another grow. I experienced this several months ago when I had my own U+ conversation. I asked Eric Bramlett, a good friend and someone I've worked closely with for years, to facilitate my conversation. And the whole purpose of these conversations is spiritual growth. When I did the pre-work, it gave me an opportunity to step back from the daily grind of life and ask God to show me what next steps, unique to me, that He was leading me to take. And then it was in the conversation with Eric that these next steps became clear. My next steps were focused on ways I believe God is calling me to serve that fit the gifts that He's given me. They include pursuing some writing dreams and taking some next steps to teach a new kind of Bible study. Now, I could have just kept these next steps to myself. But there is a different level of accountability that comes when you talk through them with another person. If you want to know whether you are really serious about growing and taking next steps in your relationship with God, the church, and the world, ask for accountability. Have a U+ conversation and ask someone to hold you accountable to your next steps. In fact, accountability might be the most underutilized spiritual growth practice. Accountability, it's not about discipline. It's about sharpening one another, about helping one another grow. Yet, despite all the good accountability can bring, many of us still resist it. And why do you think that is? Perhaps one reason is our culture is built on the ideas of self-reliance and do-it-yourself grit. Just go to any bookstore or library and see the size of the self-help section. Perhaps we resist accountability because we fear it makes us seem weak or incompetent, or we're afraid to let other people see our struggles and imperfections. I think novelist David Brin hit the nail on the head when he said, "When it comes to privacy and accountability, people always demand the former for themselves and the latter for everyone else." Can we be honest enough to admit that sometimes we avoid accountability because we just don't want to put in the effort to change or grow? It's easy to play it safe. It's easy to get complacent. But remember, you and I will never fully become who God made us to be on our own. God designed us with the need for relationships, and one function of those relationships is to speak truth, to hold one another accountable so that we can become all that God made us to be. So maybe it's time for you and I to muster up some courage and ask for accountability. How do we do that? Well, let's get practical. And I'm going to come back to something I just talked about that we've been challenging one another to for the past 8 months. Have a U+ conversation. Now, let me address a couple misconceptions about these conversations. First, you might think that you have to have this conversation with the staff member here at Community. Wrong. We want every person who calls Community their church home to have a U+ conversation, but if that is dependent on the staff, it's never going to happen. The staff will become a bottleneck for these conversations. No, we've created these U+ resources so that you can have these conversations with one another. Ideally, we'd encourage you to have a U+ conversation with someone in your small group. Maybe you can meet once for that person to facilitate your conversation, and then the next time for you to facilitate their conversation. All the tools you need to do this are on our website at uplus.info. Now, another misconception you might have is to think that there are some prescripted next steps the conversation will lead you to. Not true. The purpose of the conversation is to help you hear from God so that you can take the next steps He's leading you to take, next steps that will likely be unique to you. You begin the process by taking about 30 minutes to do some pre-work that just encourages you to reflect on your connection with God, with the church, and with the world. And then you send that pre-work to the person you've asked to facilitate your conversation, and the two of you set up a time to meet together. There's a facilitator's guide to help guide your conversation, and the goal is that at the end of the conversation, you have clarity on 3 next steps that God is leading you to take over the next 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And you can ask your facilitator or another trusted family member or friend to hold you accountable to those next steps. And you can also enter your next steps into our online tool, which will send you automatic prompts and reminders as another way for you to receive accountability. We have seen these U+ conversations have a tremendous impact in the lives of those who've had them. Let me share the story of one of those people. Here is Cheryl's story.
My name is Cheryl Kubistal. I've been attending Community for 8 months now. About a year ago, I feel like I was in a low place in my life. I felt like I didn't have a purpose, and I knew that there was one way to find a purpose and find what path I wanted to go down, and that was to look up and have God help me. When I was searching online for a church that I think truly fit my needs, a place where I felt comfortable, where it felt like home, I came across Community. There was a segment that came on that said, "You are not meant to do this life alone." And that spoke volumes to me. I think I even got teary-eyed when I saw that. I wanted to further develop my relationship with God, and connecting with the church and connecting with the world, I knew was something that I needed to work on. Learned about this U+ conversation. Somebody contacted me to have that U+ conversation, and it was such an easy conversation, but it's a conversation that meant so much to me. I'm really grateful that I found community online because it has led me down the path to the church doors and to be able to go in and give me that courage to walk in and be with people again and make friends and join groups. I'm not meant to do life alone. I want this. This is my church. This is where I want to go. This is where I feel comfortable. And it took me a few times to get up the courage to actually go into the church. I'm experiencing what it's like to be living life with people who are very similar to me. I'm making friends. I'm making connections, which is the U+ church. And Living Undivided, I'm part of that group, which is connecting with the community and the world. I have joined a small Bible study group. I've joined a large Bible study group. And these are things that I never would have done before, but I feel so good about everything I've done at community so far.
If you want to know whether you are really serious about growing and taking next steps in your relationship with God, the church, and the world, ask for accountability. Have a U+ conversation. Ask someone in your small group or a family member or a friend if they'd have that conversation with you. Invite accountability into your life. Remember, the practices we've talked about throughout the series are not just about transforming our lives. They will also transform our friendships. This whole series has been about growing next level friendships, the kind of friendships God designed us for, the kind of friendships that we long for. Next level friendships, they start with availability. They deepen with authenticity, and next level friendships mature with accountability. God longs for us to experience these friendships. I believe he has them for us right here in this community of Christ followers. So don't settle for life on the surface. Together, let's go deeper. Let's let God take us to the next level.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged by today's message. Our mission is to help you find your way back to God. And by listening today, you've already taken your first step. And we'd love to help you take a next step in your relationship with God, the church, and the world. It's how we're all embracing the flourishing life that Jesus talks about, a life we call U+. Visit communitychristian.org to take a next step, learn more, give generously, and plan your visit. We hope to see you on a Sunday soon.